Mexico's President Felipe Calderón is in Washington today. His meetings with President Obama dealt largely with immigration, economic and environmental issues, and fighting drug trafficking. Mexico's war on drugs has claimed 24,000 lives since Calderón took office 3.5 years ago, and much of that violence surrounds the production and trafficking of marijuana. Mexico is the world's largest exporter of marijuana and sends almost all of its crop to the U.S. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, pot may be cheaper than other drugs, but it's a huge moneymaker for the Mexican drug cartels.
A spotter in a two-seater airplane flying overhead calls in the GPS coordinates for a suspected marijuana patch. Heavily armed Mexican troops on the ground trudge across pastures, streams, and a wheat field towards the coordinates. Even before the soldiers reach the plot, the air is thick with the pungent smell of marijuana. Workers had been in the midst of harvesting this crop moments before the soldiers arrive. Their lunch of rice, stew, and tortillas sits abandoned along with a pile of freshly picked purplish buds. Captain Oscar Salas Cordoba orders his men to rip up the plants. The soldiers build several fires with wood from the surrounding trees and then hurl the marijuana plants into the flames.
Para que la destrucción sea completa, se tiene que arrancar de raíz.
In order to completely destroy the plants, Captain Salas says, you have to pull out the roots. We're in the southern Mexican state of Michoacán, in the foothills of the Sierra Madre. This is a land of small-scale, almost peasant farming. People grow avocados, peaches, corn. Captain Salas says the soil is ideal for marijuana. Normally, from the moment the marijuana is planted until it's harvested, Salas says, is about 2 or 3 months. The plants are spread out in three different areas. If they'd been adjacent, the plots might have covered a third of a football field. Salas estimates that this crop would have been worth about $4,000 to the local growers, far more than they'd get for beans or vegetables. And the value of the marijuana obviously goes up, Salas says, the closer the product gets to its primary market, which is the U.S. Last year, marijuana production in Mexico increased 35%, according to a report from the U.S. State Department. The country had nearly 30,000 acres planted in cannabis. And despite an all-out war by the Mexican government against the drug cartels, eradication efforts are down as the government focuses more effort on dangerous methamphetamine labs. Marijuana is a huge moneymaker for Mexico's brutal drug trafficking gangs. Pot and cocaine are the two largest sources of revenue for the cartels, generating billions of dollars in illicit profits each year. Some analysts say marijuana may be the cartel's greatest source of cash, in part because the Mexican gangs control the production, trafficking, and distribution of the drug. The cocaine they move has a higher street value, but they initially have to buy it from the Colombians. At the soldiers' base in the state capital of Morelia, troops line up in a cobblestone courtyard before getting their orders for the day. Brigadier General Raul Huerca Valenzuela is the top Mexican Army commander for the region.
En este sector se llevan a cabo operaciones de interdicción.
In our sector, he says, we carry out eradication and harassment operations to counteract the operations of the cartels. Marijuana cultivation in Michoacán, he says, isn't the problem. It's organized crime that's the problem. The narcotics traffickers intimidate and threaten the population. They bribe politicians. A few months ago, they gunned down a local mayor. In April, they ambushed the state security chief's convoy and sprayed the vehicles with more than 2,000 rounds of ammunition. Eduardo Guerrero, a security analyst in Mexico City, says the marijuana trade south of the border is incredibly violent. In Mexico, the cartels don't traffic in a single product. Instead, they control territories and specific smuggling routes into the U.S.
The same organization, for example, the Zetas or El Golfo, that are the most violent ones, they deal with all drugs, not only with marijuana.
Since President Felipe Calderón declared war on the cartels in December of 2006, more than 23,000 people have died in drug-related violence in Mexico. And the heavily armed gangs don't just limit their criminal activities to narcotics. They are also involved in the sale of pirated goods, extortion, and kidnapping. Recently, in Nuevo León, the Mexican army stormed a ranch and freed 16 people who were being held for ransom. Among the captives were a mother and her 3-year-old son. Along with the terrified hostages, the soldiers found assault rifles, handguns, a grenade launcher, and more than 2 tons of marijuana. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.